普陀区2022学年第二学期高三英语质量调研听力部分现在开始。Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said.The conversations and questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and a question about it, read four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Mary, Happy New Year. Are you doing anything special during the holidays?
Oh, Mike, thanks. I'm feeling tired.My friends joined us and we had a big dinner together.
Question. What made Mary very tired?
2. Why don't you come over after work? I was thinking about doing some cooking.
I suppose I could. It'll probably be healthier than my frozen food options.
Question.What does the man imply?
3. Anne, could you take our kids to the movie Spider-Man?
Yeah, but don't you think the movie is too violent for them?
Question. What does the woman imply?
4. Hi, Tom.It's been a while since we talked to each other. Nice to hear you again.
Same here, Anna. Did you know Susan is going to get married? She invited me to her wedding and she wanted you to attend also.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
5.Take a seat here. There are some interesting magazines on the tea table.
Thank you. I guess I can only understand the pictures because they are all Japanese.
Question. What can we know about the woman?
6. If we hurry, we can take the express train rather than the local train and save an hour.
Great.The express train takes only 2 hours to get to New York.
Question. How long does it take the local train to get to New York?
7. I need some toothpaste and shampoo. Do you think we can find a drugstore here?
I'm sure we can, but those items are often cheaper in supermarkets.Let's go down to the other end of the street.
Question. Where will the speakers most probably go?
8. I heard you did some hiking last weekend in spite of the bad weather.
Yes, I really wore myself out, so I stopped halfway.
Question.Why did the man give up the hiking halfway?
9. Is there any way I can take 7 courses, madam?
It depends. If you are a full-time student, you can. If you are a visiting scholar, a part-time student, or an exchange student, you can take up to 6 courses.
Question.Who can take as many as 7 courses?
10. Many of your colleagues described you as soft-spoken, aren't you?
Well, I'm not bossy. They seem to regard me as reliable.
Question. How is the man in his colleagues' eyes?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and one longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following recording.
People spend nearly one-third of their lives sleeping. Undeniably, one of the most important functions of sleep is to promote the formation of learning and memory. Besides, is there any other reason? Why do we sleep? I know this question has been debated by scientists and philosophers for centuries, but are there any answers? First, scientists have long been searching for the secrets of sleep. Why we sleep and why it is necessary? We know that going without sleep for too long can seriously damage health. So we have every reason to believe that getting enough sleep is important for our well-being. But exactly how and why that's the case is still an open question. Some research, though, may shed a little light on the problem. For instance, scientists at the University of Rochester Medical Center in New York did a study with mice and found that during sleep, their brains would release poisonous substances that accumulate during the day. More specifically, the study found that sleep sort of changes of the brain's cell structure. When the mice were asleep, the researchers found that there was more space between their brain cells, allowing a brain device to be turned on to allow fluid to flow quickly through the brain. Other studies have shown that poisonous molecules build up in the space between brain cells. Researchers at the University of Rochester found that those molecules disappeared faster from the brain when the mice were asleep. So, what does this mean? Well, it could give scientists new ways to study the potentially treat brain disorders by targeting the brain system and helping it better remove poisonous substances from the brain. Please listen again.
People spend nearly one-third of their lives sleeping. Undeniably, one of the most important functions of sleep is to promote the formation of learning and memory. Besides, is there any other reason? Why do we sleep? I know this question has been debated by scientists and philosophers for centuries, but are there any answers? First, scientists have long been searching for the secrets of sleep. Why we sleep and why it is necessary. We know that going without sleep for too long can seriously damage health, so we have every reason to believe that getting enough sleep is important for our well-being. But exactly how and why that's the case is still an open question. Some research, though, may shed a little light on the problem. For instance, scientists at the University of Rochester Medical Center in New York did a study with mice and found that during sleep, their brains would release poisonous substances that accumulate during the day. More specifically, the study found that sleep sort of changes the brain's cell structure. When the mice were asleep, the researchers found that there was more space between their brain cells, allowing a brain device to be turned on to allow fluid to flow quickly through the brain. Other studies have shown that poisonous molecules build up in a space between brain cells. Researchers at the University of Rochester found that those molecules disappeared faster from the brain when the mice were asleep. So, what does this mean? Well, it could give scientists new ways to study and potentially treat brain disorders by targeting the brain system and helping it better remove poisonous substances from the brain.
Questions 11. What's the speaker mainly talking about?
What causes poisonous substances to be released quickly from the mice?
13. What can be learned from the study of the University of Rochester? 14 through 16 are based on the following recording.
Advertisements are designed to persuade us to buy things. But which techniques have been shown to be effective in attracting us to buy? One way is simply to picture something as normal. Former advertising professional Dan Parker explains that normalization, showing people happily eating unhealthily, can lead to higher sales of junk food as people start to see these habits as normal. This is like product placement, where products are shown or mentioned in TV shows and films. Beth Fobson, an assistant professor of marketing, tells us that product placement is most effective when it is not too obvious. We become defensive if we know that someone is trying to sell something. Appealing to our emotions is another strategy that advertisers use. Some of them use fear to persuade us. Janet, a senior lecturer in communication studies, explains that for fear to be an effective tool, we need to believe that both the fears raised and the possibility that our actions can make a difference are credible. Advertisements often show perfect-looking people because marketers believe that we are eager to be like them and will buy their approved products. However, as Karen, a senior lecturer in marketing and advertising, points out, this may not be the best strategy. The research that she mentions shows these advertisements can make people feel bad and put them off products. These studies suggest that seeing people as more human and approachable can convince us to trust them. David Robson, writing for BBC WorkLife, explains that those who admit they are wrong are more likely to be trusted. Please listen again.
Advertisements are designed to persuade us to buy things. But which techniques have been shown to be effective in attracting us to buy? One way is simply to picture something as normal. Former advertising professional Dan Parker explains that normalization, showing people happily eating unhealthily, can lead to higher sales of junk food as people start to see these habits as normal. This is like product placement, where products are shown or mentioned in TV shows and films. Beth Fawson, an assistant professor of marketing, tells us that product placement is most effective when it is not too obvious. We become defensive if we know that someone is trying to sell us something. Appealing to our emotions is another strategy that advertisers use. Some of them use fear to persuade us. Janet, a senior lecturer in communication studies, explains that for fear to be an effective tool, we need to believe that both the fears raised and the possibility that our actions can make a difference are credible. Advertisements often show perfect-looking people because marketers believe that we are eager to be like them and will buy their approved products. However,
As Karen, a senior lecturer in marketing and advertising, points out, this may not be the best strategy. The research that she mentions shows these advertisements can make people feel bad and put them off products. These studies suggest that seeing people as more human and approachable can convince us to trust them. David Robson, writing for BBC Work Life, explains that those who admit they are wrong are more likely to be trusted.
Questions 14. According to Dan Parker, what can cause higher sales of unhealthy food?
Why do advertisers often use perfect-looking people to promote things?
16. What's true of David Robson?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
This is Charter Cable. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. We have an emergency in our house. Our TV went out in the middle of our favorite show, American Idol. The whole family were unhappy, including several children.
I'm sorry to hear that, madam. Can I have your name and account number, please?
Yes, it's Sarah Grace, and my account number is 844552.
Can you please give me the last four digits of your social security number?
Yes, it's 0532.
Okay, our system is showing that there were strong thunderstorms in your area. Did you hear any noise when the TV went out?
Yes, we heard a loud noise and we didn't know what was going on outside.
Oh, your TV could have been struck by lightning. Was the TV still on at the time?
Yeah, it was on, but the stream was just all blank.
Okay, please turn the TV off until one of our technicians can go out and take a look at it.
Can someone come right now to fix it? You know, all of us are waiting.
I don't think so, madam. Let me check our computer systems. The next available appointment is going to be next Tuesday morning.
But today is Saturday. If there is no TV in the house, I wonder what the children will do.
I'm sorry, that's the earliest available time. Stay at home, please.
All right, what time?
A technician will be there sometime between 8 and 11 a.m.
Okay, I will be home during that time.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, thank you.
Goodbye.
Please listen again.
This is Charter Cable. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. We have an emergency in our house. Our TV went out in the middle of our favorite show, American Idol. The whole family were unhappy, including several children.
I'm sorry to hear that, madam. Can I have your name and account number, please?
Yes, it's Sarah Grace, and my account number is 844552.
Can you please give me the last four digits of your social security number?
Yes, it's 0532.
Okay, our system is showing that there were strong thunderstorms in your area. Did you hear any noise when the TV went out?
Yes, we heard a loud noise and we didn't know what was going on outside.
Oh, your TV could have been struck by lightning. Was the TV still on at the time?
Yeah, it was on, but the stream was just all blank.
Okay, please turn the TV off until one of our technicians can go out and take a look at it.
Can someone come right now to fix it? You know, all of us are waiting.
I don't think so, madam. Let me check our computer systems. The next available appointment is going to be next Tuesday morning.
But today is Saturday. If there is no TV in the house, I wonder what the children will do.
I'm sorry. That's the earliest available time. Stay at home, please.
All right. What time?
A technician will be there sometime between 8 and 11 a.m.
Okay. I will be home during that time.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, thank you.
Goodbye.
Questions. 17. What are the two speakers mainly talking about?
Eighteen. What caused the woman's problem?
19. What does the man suggest the woman should do?
20. When is the technician most likely to arrive?
That's the end of listening comprehension. 听力测试到此结束，请继续答题。